Give a special shout out to my wonderful, amazing, incredible hostess wife, who is always the first one to volunteer. Give a shout out to our hostess. What's that?
Ashley did all the barbecue.
Okay, 1 second. She always does an amazing job. And Ashley for doing the barbecuing and Simi for doing 50 million other things.
Delicious.
And did anybody, somebody else contribute food?
Rachel.
Yes.
Rachel.
Rachel
can contribute
to
the game. Rachel came early, helped set up.
Rachel and
Sharon. Whoever else, I don't remember everybody else who helped.
Yeah, Nadia set up.
Tani, what did Tani do? Tani always set up the chairs and tables, right, Tani? Thank you for setting up the chairs and tables. It's a tremendous list to have Rabbi Black with us, so thank you for agreeing to say something.
Thank you so much. I began saying this last night, and I'm almost tired of hearing myself speak. But Baruch Hashem,
I haven't heard you, so it's okay.
Okay. But I still bow to myself. I'm not going to use the same jokes that I used the night before. So I got to use something different every time, Baruch Hashem. It's a tremendous loss, Baruch Hashem, to know and to be friends with the Mishpacha Ross here. Baruch Hashem, they've been a tremendous blessing in the life of me and my wife, Baruch Hashem, to be able to have friends and they feel like family, Baruch Hashem. Feel like we've known each other many, many years, Baruch Hashem. And to have Baruch Hashem Yosef enter in our life and enter into my life the way that he has. As I've mentioned before, you know, I never had a younger brother, so Baruch Hashem gave me the ability to be able to have a younger brother, Baruch Hashem. And just to piggyback a little bit off of what Eliyahu was speaking about, me and Yosef Brown here was by Rav Kluger just this past Motzei Shabbos from 11 o'clock, and he brought up the exact same thing, that the house, a Jewish home being like the Beis Hamikdash, mamish, that the similarities over there are mamish, something that we don't even have to describe everything, but each person can think about a Jewish home and we'll be able to compare that very easily with the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. And I was telling Eliyahu here that at the beginning of my tshuva, when I was coming closer to Hashem, we didn't know anything about Torah Shabbat Alpeh. We didn't know what was really flying. You had a literal text of Tanakh, and what it says is what it says. Everything's black and white. And that which I can't accomplish right now must be allegorical, and I need to be able to implement it some way in my life. So what do I do? I remember one day I took a Tanakh after all of my debulim and confusion that I had with religion before, and I set it on the table, and I moved it over like, as if Hashem was over there on the other side, because of all my debulim. I said, God, I want to start over. I'm going to read this book from cover to cover, and I'm only going to look for your character. I want to look for what you love. I'm going to look for what you hate, what you reward, what you punish, because right now I need to start off what I knew, what I thought I knew about you, I don't know anymore. So what do I do when I come to Parshas Truma, when I come to Vayikra Pekudei and build the Beis Hamikdash? Like, what do I do with all of this? So everything was literal for me. So what did I do? I start buying drapes. I put candles in my house. I bought a menorah. I was burning incense. And I was walking around that place, ultimately, in a very simple way, talking to Hashem, walking around the apartment, building a sanctuary for Hashem, quite literally, because I'm reading the text, and this is exactly what I'm seeing. So in that simplicity, and I'm just telling Eliyahu, a person doesn't understand how close I got to Hashem from that. Just from my simplicity, sincerity of the heart, of being able to put everything else aside and say, Hashem, I'm creating a place for you. And when we build our home, this is what we're doing in essence. We're building a place, a makom for Hashem. And to be able to increase not only from in your house, but from your house, the light should be shining outwardly. It says the window inside the Beis Hamikdash, that from the outside, the light was shining from inside the Beis Hamikdash outwardly. Does that to Hashem? You guys should be able to do the same. Me and my wife talked about this over the many years and all of our travels from place to place, apartment to apartment. And the most powerful thing is creating an environment that is conducive to Avodas Hashem, by playing shiurim in the place. Person to understand when sound travels, if I say something right now, sound travels, creates vibrations and frequencies that go out, not only for me, it can be heard over there, somebody standing outside the door now, maybe even perhaps they heard it. So it creates an atmosphere. So the little words of Kedusha that are heard inside of a home is going to give an atmosphere of Kedusha. The more Shiur Torah, the more music and the Gina that brings about Kivas Hashem and tranquility into a person, that is the type of bias you're going to do. And so everything is always on us, whether or not we're going to have the base of Mikdash, we're going to have a nightclub, whatever it is. Depends on. Sometimes it depends on if you have teenagers or not. I don't know. I'm joking. But anyway, Hashem should give you guys the ability to mamash build the Malkum Kodesh for Hashem Yisroch. For His presence. The Shechina Kadosh of Bezat Hashem. You should be Zocha, as I said, at the right time, when everybody can afford it, to have lots of kids. I'm talking about everybody, because everybody wants to spoil your kids. So, Bezat Hashem, you should be Zocha to have that.
I wouldn't have had kids. If I'd have waited until I afford it, I wouldn't have had kids.
Have kids and then you'll be able to afford it. That's the way the real bracha goes. Is that the shame? Mm-hmm. You should be zochem, both of you, to know what each other wants. Is that the shame? Before it even has to be said, to have a real kesher connection, you know? All of us speak, I just realized the Sheva brachas. I talked to someone else who had one of the other Sheva brachas. I'm sorry, guys, I'm confused. It's been like seven of them. So. And you know, one of the hardest things to do is to speak at a Sheva Brachos because you don't want to convict yourself, you know, especially if your wife's in the room. All the guys that didn't come. So, Bezat Hashem, your Shalom Bais, Bezat Hashem, should affect everybody in here, Bezat Hashem. All the seed bracha, your Shalom Bais, Bezat Hashem.
Amen. Shkaya. Shkaya.